28 away from 9 o'clock. This is Mornings on SEN. Tim Gossage in the chair for Red Energy and Hyundai, the star of your load. 1300 736 736 or text 0433 98 11 16. Temper, a mattress like no other. If you've got any questions for our studio guest, Tyson Beattie, Star Spangled Banter, we're talking American sport, of course, as we've gone through a couple of NBA scores already today, as a few games are underway and more through the morning. But also we are in the wild card weekend. Has it grabbed your attention, Tyson? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's like Christmas for NFL fans, Goss. It's huge this weekend. And that Cowboys 49ers game, that was pretty controversial, that ending. But really, the rule is the rule. You have to have the referee touch the ball before each play. Very complex game, isn't it, NFL? It's a lot of rules, a lot of explanations and terminologies, a lot more complex than AFL rulings and that sort of thing. But they got it right. The referee actually got it right.
We just heard then from Dan Orlovsky saying you don't throw the ball to the ref, you hand it to him and you do it quick, and you've got to have an awareness of where the ref is in it. He showed the vision on the screen. It really was a basket case. They completely lost their way.
Yeah, they train these things all the time. In the last 2 minutes of the game, the last 30 seconds, how do you run to the line quickly, get set, be in a position that you're not moving, because that's a false start if you are moving or a illegal motion, and get the ball away, either throw a Hail Mary or spike it, but they didn't have the time to do it. I think they probably bit off too much. They should have gone for the Hail Mary from midfield and set up a winnable chance.
All righty. So, and just in regards to Dan Orlovsky, wonderful critic, and I really loved it, and that was on radio, we played that, but his explanation, looking at the screen, was great TV. Like, it's exceptional TV.
Yeah, Dan's a great analyst. Actually, I played against Dan Orlovsky in college football. He played at the University of Connecticut, blew us up in the first ever game I played in college football at Indiana. I was just a punter, of course, Goss, but did play on the other side. He's a great analyst, and they do break these things down pretty well, don't they, on ESPN?
They certainly do. Let's just play the Dallas Cowboys running out of time. So this is what took place yesterday against the 49ers. Any questions or any texts, let us know. Get in touch with us, 1-300-736-736. If you're hurting today and you're a Cowboys fan, or 0433-98-1116. Listen to the commentary of how it all unfolded for the Cowboys running out of time against San Fran.
More like a minute and 15 to 20.
Here we go, all the way to the 36 to pick up the first. Fourth down.
Are they coming? They're coming!
You bet they are. Here they come. They're on him. Desperation heave. And it's incomplete. He was open.
Wow!
Cedric Wilson.
It's cover zero, which means all the pressure. And Jimmy Ward, Dak finds a way to get free and just throws that ball.
I mean, with that much pressure, it was a heck of a throw.
It was an amazing throw. You need someone, San Francisco, to get to the quarterback here.
Prescott takes off running the football. Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
It will. They'll be able to clock this. They were planned for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
The official gets in the way. The game's over.
Gosh.
The game is over.
Oh, he did.
Oh, they're going to look at this.
It's going to be over because the umpire has to touch the ball. Of course, that's ridiculous for a game to end like that, Jim. Wow, I am livid if I'm a Cowboy fan and if I'm a Niners fan.
That's the end of the game.
The game is over. The game is over, and San Francisco survives and advances.
So, Tyson, you've been in the States. You've lived in the States. What does that mean to Dallas fans when something like what would be the post-mortem as a fan base and also internally in the club? Whose fault?
Bitterly disappointing. Coaches and players need to be completely aware. Clock management is a really, really important thing. They did make another mistake earlier in the game when they tried to throw a fake punt and then they wanted a timeout from the opposition. They ended up having to burn a timeout. They would have had one up their sleeve. So the coaches have a lot of responsibility for the mistakes made in this game by the Dallas Cowboys. Look, Goss, this is a team, one of the biggest clubs in America, the big Dallas Cowboys. They have a lot of money spent on offense and defense. They brought in a Super Bowl winning coach. They're expected to make the Super Bowl this year, and they wimped out one and done in the first round of the playoffs.
And we've already played, prior to you coming on, Stephen A. Smith absolutely giving it to Dallas fans because he said that they wouldn't get to the big show anywhere near it. And he does have that running joust with Skip Bayless as well. So they've had this running battle on air for a long time. And he doesn't miss Stephen A. Smith.
No, strength of schedule is another issue that people don't kind of look at maybe enough in this situation. You know, the NFL has a lot of teams, so you don't play everyone once. And they have a pretty weak division in that NFC East. So they rolled through the season. They lost a lot of games. They had a few three-game losing streaks. And you kind of look at them and think, maybe they're not as good as what we thought they were. There's going to be a lot of questions asked in Dallas this offseason.
So who's the quarterback for Dallas?
Dak Prescott.
Yeah. But big, is he a big name?
Yeah, he's a big name. He's a big multi-million dollar quarterback that had been signed to a big deal, and he's in his fifth year, he's in his prime, and he's the guy that they think can ride them to the Super Bowl. But it's not all on Dak. There's a lot of people that make up a football team, and there's a lot of mistakes that have been made by a lot of people. That entire passing game needs rethinking, and I think their running game went out the window late in the season, which was their strength. So they've got some issues for sure.
All righty. Let us know if you've got any questions for Tyson. I'm going to get a break away. We're here for Red Energy and also, of course, Hyundai Staria Load. 1-300-736-736. Just in a nutshell for our audience listening here on SEN 1116 in Melbourne Town for the best part, tell us a bit about the Tyson Beattie college NFL career and what you're doing now in regards to the sport.
Played 5 years at Indiana University back in the early 2000s before there was a pro kick academy. There was only two of us over there in college at the time. And played 5 years at Indiana. Went on, had a brief stint in the NFL, some training camps and mini camps and that sort of thing. Came back in late 2009 and then started working for Nathan Chapman's Pro Kick Australia Academy. Nathan obviously has had a lot of success sending a lot of guys over there. And we train and coach guys here in Perth. And we've had some success with guys like Max Duffy and Mitch Wishnowsky as well, who's in the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers.
The only surviving Australian kicker in the moment of the series is Sipos, is that right?
No, Sipos got eliminated yesterday by Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, as well as Jordan Mulatalia. And Mitch is now the only one left for the 49ers.
All righty, more on that in a moment. Stay with us. Plenty more calls and texts on the way. It is 22 to 12. This is SEN Mornings.
Brady keeps, end zone wide open, touchdown Gronkowski. And the Bucs have started inside Eagles territory. Brady, Evans is in for the touchdown with a flare.
Buccaneers 31-15 over the Eagles. Tom Brady doing Tom Brady stuff. We're talking US sports star Spangled Banner with Tyson Beattie.
Goss, 271 yards and two touchdowns for Brady. And there's some reports potentially that this could be his last year. He had previously said he wants to go to 50, right? He's 44. He wants to get to 50. It's outrageous, right? No one makes it that far in that position or in any position in pro sports. So for him to keep going is unlikely, but will this be the last year? It's kind of interesting. You know, he dropped that documentary, A Man in the Arena, this year. Does that mean anything? I'm not sure, but he's still playing so well. I mean, he's probably had the best season of any quarterback in the NFL, led the league in three significant categories in the NFL, and I don't see why he wouldn't want to keep going again.
Question without notice for you. If you were to have a podium of the quarterbacks of all time, where does he sit?
Right at the top.
He's number one.
Yeah, because I think you've got to be judged on Super Bowl wins more than anything else. Statistics and numbers are fine, but they are often dependent as well on the kinds of receivers you've had around you and the talent that you've worked with. And he's worked with a lot of talent, but I think to win the amount of Super Bowls he's won, seven Super Bowls, he's so far ahead of everyone else. You know, he's three ahead of the next guy. So he has to be the number one quarterback of all time. He also holds most of the records anyway.
Silver and bronze, if you were to have to line up your three quarterbacks of all time. And
I think about this all the time, guys. I sit around. Peyton Manning, number two, and Joe Montana, number three.
Yeah. Joe Montana was the person that got me interested in the sport.
Yeah. We had a significant one retire, actually. Probably a guy who might be close to the top 10, Ben Roethlisberger. Hasn't retired yet, but it's likely he will. Got eliminated in the Pittsburgh Steelers defeat on the weekend.
Let's go through a couple of these games. Just really sum up the results, and then I want you to preview the Cardinals-Rams game. At Paul Brown Stadium, it was the Bengals over the Raiders.
Yeah, that Bengals game did have a controversial call as well in it, Goss. Inadvertent whistle. I love this one, an inadvertent whistle. This is when
How many refs are there on the field?
There's a lot, right? Because you've got ones that on the sides that are able to mark where the ball is on the field. You've got the referee, the umpire. There's a lot of them. But they rarely get things wrong. Of all the sports out there. Now, I know they take their time, they get together, but they often get it right. This one was a controversial one. The whistle blew as the ball was in the air. The quarterback was running to the right, almost steps out of bounds. So I think the referee thought he had stepped out of bounds. So he blew his whistle. The ball was in the air and the teammate caught a touchdown. they allowed the touchdown to stand because he wasn't out of bounds. But by rule, the down should have been replayed.
Once the whistle's gone.
Yeah, the Raiders coach took it fairly well, but the NFL agreed that there was a mistake there.
All righty. Let's go on to the Patriots and the Bills. They absolutely wiped the floor with them.
Most impressive team of the weekend by far, Goss, is the Buffalo Bills. They are really scary, and this is a team that might be able to make it to the Super Bowl this year after coming up short in the AFC Championship game. Josh Allen, their star young quarterback, he's phenomenal. He can run the ball with his legs. He can throw. He had an amazing day, 308 yards, 5 touchdowns, and absolutely obliterated the Patriots. And Buffalo, who've had so much pain against New England, they're in the same division for so many years. To be able to wipe them on their home turf would have been very satisfying for them.
What's Allen's first name?
Josh.
Josh Allen, first quarterback in Buffalo history with 5 touchdown passes.
Yeah, he's a real superstar talent. I think he's got a great chance to get to the Super Bowl this year, maybe next year.
All right, and we've touched on these, but let's just how far can the Buccaneers and how far can the 49ers go?
Well, I think Tampa is on track for that NFC Championship game. So this weekend's the second last week before the championship games. The championship games are like the preliminary finals. Those are the big ones to get to. And I think Tampa, yes, I think they are going to go a pretty long way. San Francisco, how much further can they go? They had to do a lot just to get to the playoffs, and they weren't expected to beat the Dallas Cowboys. So I think they'll probably bounce out against the Green Bay Packers next week.
All righty. 7 officials on the field, everyone's telling us. Drew Brees says hello. Ant in Mitcham is texting saying Drew Brees should be in that list.
Drew Brees is right up there. He holds a lot of those records and he's won the one Super Bowl. He's pretty close.
All right. So you're three. You've got
Brady, Manning and Joe Montana.
I'm writing these down here.
Yep. So Brady, obviously with the 7 Super Bowls, Manning has won 2, went to 4, did it with 2 different teams. Montana won 4 Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers in the 80s.
All righty. So Ant in Mitcham says that. From a no-name text, thank you very much. John Elway, no Dan Marino.
Yeah, Elway and Marino are right on there, on the cusp there.
You've got to make a call. It's very subjective.
Yeah, Elway won 2 Super Bowls late in his career, made it to 5. He's an incredible player. And, you know, you would think that Marino, he would be right there as well. They're in the top 10, no doubt.
Someone has asked us, what about the best non-quarterback player in your time that you've watched? And they're saying it was Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I was just going to say Jerry Rice. Yeah, Jerry Rice was a wide receiver with the San Francisco 49ers, kind of considered the greatest of all time at that position. It's hard to think of another one. Another player.
Fantastic. All right. And the other game, and I think this is great news for Bryce Cotton. I saw him. Not great news for Bryce Cotton. Bryce Cotton, the basketballer, he was getting excited about the Steelers taking on the Chiefs, but they got pumped.
He's a Steelers fan, is he?
Pretty sure he is.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, no, the Steelers and Chiefs. So Pittsburgh, big underdogs in that Kansas City game at Arrowhead Stadium, and the Chiefs really blasted them off the park. Even though the Steelers did get the first touchdown, Pittsburgh finished, and probably Ben Roethlisberger to announce his retirement soon.
Ben says, so if Rodgers wins the NFL MVP in the Super Bowl, surely he's better than Peyton Manning.
Oh, that's a good debate. That's a good debate. Rodgers has been so consistent for so long. He's only thrown 2 interceptions this season. That's incredible to go a whole year and only throw 2 picks. I think that it creates a very good argument for him to be close to that top 3.
All righty, just quickly, Cardinals take on the Rams today. The game starts in 26 minutes' time. They're very level in wins and losses this year. The Cardinals come in 11-6 and the Rams 12-5.
Yeah, the Cardinals started the season so well. They were 10-3. They were looking really, really strong. And then they had a poor end of the season. 3 out of the last 4 games they lost. The Rams losing that game last week against San Francisco. But for Arizona, they get back a guy named J.J. Watt. That's a good name, isn't it, Goss?
J.J. who?
J.J. Watt. Brilliant name, isn't it? He's the brother of T.J. Watt, who had the sack record this year. J.J. Watt is a real difference maker on the defensive line. Depending on how much he can play, he could create a lot of problems for L.A., and that's going to be an interesting one to watch.
And the Rams have won 9 of their last 10 against Arizona.
Yeah, division rivals. So this is a big, big game. In SoFi Stadium, this is the destination of the Super Bowl this year. Goss, no doubt you'll be there on some junket.
I'd like to be. Hutchin will find a way of getting there. Don't worry about that. He is Mr. Super Bowl. Just quickly, NBA, anything take your fancy?
No, I've been really following the NFL all weekend. What have you found in the NBA this weekend?
Well, this morning we do have OKC taking on Dallas, which is great news. Looking forward to seeing our boy, everyone's favourite, Josh Giddey, and still nothing in regards
still
to...
Still nothing?
No.
Still nothing?
No, no.
How is it possible that this is dragging on? Is it going to reach the deadline or not?
It's tough. It's a really tough scenario for everyone to be in. Hey, mate, really appreciate you coming in to talk all things. So who wins it from here?
Well, I've said it all year. I think Green Bay. I think Green Bay, that was my preseason pick for the Super Bowl victory. They get that first round bye. They freshen up a little bit. They have an easy win over the San Francisco 49ers, you would think. They go on to the conference championship game, probably against Tampa Bay, and then they go on and they win the whole thing.
Oh, the cheese heads.
Chiefs and Packers in the Super Bowl would be a rematch of the very first one ever, Super Bowl I, which was also in California.
Chiefs and Packers. Tyson Beattie, thanks for coming in, talking all things US sport.
On you, guys.
You're a good man joining us in the studio. Thanks for all your texts as well to keep us honest. We'll get a breakaway. Come back and wrap things up on Mornings here on SEN.